Back in the mid-80s, entrepreneur Pat Woods was quite the multitasker. While working on the assembly line for Chrysler, she launched Star 7 Employment Services, a business that specialized in recruiting, training, and job placement. It was during this time that she secured a contract with Monsanto to find local workers to hire in their plants. Woods, a longtime resident of North City neighborhood College Hill, knew just where to go.
I originally bought this so that I could create the training for the employees. I wanted to groom them. I wanted them to know what's expected. I mean, a lot of them are good people. A lot of them have some troubles in their past, and a lot of employers are not willing to take the chance. I would talk to the employers and let them know that I had good people.
In 1989, she bought a three-story building which sits near the Grand Avenue Water Tower. She planned to renovate the space as a teaching and training center, but didn't act on it for another two decades. The 57-year-old still wants to tap into the fertile environment that is North St. Louis and act on her plan to provide advice and job assistance for those in need. But first, she's going to explore a different direction.
We're standing on the first floor in the middle of the dining area for Fresno's Diner. When a person first walks in the door, they're actually going to see a counter here with bar.
During a walkthrough of the downstairs space, she lays out the floor plan for her sit-down restaurant, Fresno's Diner. The eatery will be open for breakfast and lunch and will feature bench, bar, and booth seating. She has invested her own money and secured volunteers and funding from a few churches to get the construction going. In a neighborhood dotted with convenience stores and takeout places, Fresno's will be more than just a fresh face.
In Fresno, California, they always talk about these trees that mysteriously grew up around the Fresno River. So it means to flourish and to do well. So we're sitting 197 feet from that water tower out there. So we're trying to be...
Woods has seen the crime and devastation that has come through the area over the years and wants to give neighbors and friends an alcohol-free venue to congregate in, along with an office on the first floor to service patrons' personal and business needs.
That little office down there, as microscopic as it is, it would be a place where I would be able to fax documents for them or receive documents for them. It would be a place that I would be able to notarize forms for them if I need to have it notarized. I want the mothers to be able to bring their little kids in and have a hot dog and sit there and talk to their kids, and they don't have to take the food and try to go across the vacant lot to their homes.
If the product of hope will be served downstairs, the percolation of it will take place upstairs, where she and a minister are planning to create a separate teaching space with computers to help people find jobs and figure out how to make their own success.
People can't find a job if they don't know how to look for the job. By allowing the applicant the opportunity to become his own employer, he then turns around and hires people from the neighborhood, and those people become employed.
Her goals might seem lofty, and Woods knows that one space won't turn everything around overnight, but it's a start.
Step by step, we can make a transition in the community. If you're willing to go out there and pick up the anchor and start, then good things can happen.
She is projecting that the diner will open in December. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.